The president insists he's not changing course in Iraq, but there are some unknowns about the next steps, including the kind of government that will receive power from the United States. Here's NPR's Mike Schuster.
The June 30th date for the creation of an interim Iraqi government was designated months ago, but as events in Iraq turned bloodier and more unpredictable, pressure had begun to build to change the date and allow U.S. forces a chance to bring a greater degree of stability to Iraq. Events in Iraq, though, have not deterred the president from his commitment to that deadline.
By keeping our promise on June 30th, the coalition will demonstrate that we have no interest in occupation, and full sovereignty will give Iraqis a direct interest in the success of their own government.
President Bush emphasized several times that Iraq would regain full sovereignty after June 30th, but there is controversy about that claim. It is not yet clear that the interim Iraqi government will have full control over its own military and security forces, and it is certainly not true that Iraq's new leaders will have any say over what U.S. troops will do. In addition, the U.S. has seen to it that the interim government, which will be appointed, will not be able to make long-term decisions for Iraq, which would interfere with the actions of an eventual elected government. John Alterman, head of the Middle East program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, expressed concern, though, that the members of the interim government still have not been chosen.
I'm amazed that after this idea was floated in the early part of April, that we've really gone 6 weeks before we have a sense for who these people might be.
Alterman also noted that the president's use of a key word in his speech departed from his past practice, but underscored why he is committed to the June 30th date.
The president talked time and time again about occupation, which is a word that the president and the White House and the U.S. government have not used a lot in talking about Iraq. It's not an occupation, it's a liberation. But we heard the president say it is an occupation, and the occupation is coming to an end.
The administration has also been under pressure for more than a year to increase the number of U.S. troops in Iraq. That pressure has only mounted as the insurgency has spread and U.S. casualties have risen. Nevertheless, President Bush said the current level of American troop strength would remain for the foreseeable future at 138,000, although he left open the possibility that could change.
General Abizaid and other commanders in Iraq are constantly assessing the level of troops they need to fulfill the mission. If they need more troops, I will send them.
In fact, last week, General John Abizaid, who is head of the U.S. Army Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he does indeed need more troops, especially military, police, and intelligence.
There are certain types of troops that we don't have enough of, and we still don't have enough of them, and we got to figure out how to get them. And they're MPs, and they're MI guys, and they're HUMINT guys, and they're civil affairs people. We must build a force structure that allows us to be able to fight a war like this in the 21st century, and they're not in the force structure.
President Bush also said the U.S. is planning to put 260,000 Iraqi soldiers and police in the field to take over the fighting and security needs of the country.
We want Iraqi forces to gain experience and confidence in dealing with their country's enemies. We want the Iraqi people to know that we trust their growing capabilities, even as we help build them.
How long it will take to field such a force, though, is in question, which certainly will be a factor in how long American troops will remain in Iraq. Some administration officials have suggested thousands of Iraqi troops will be fully trained this year, but others have privately acknowledged it will take 3 to 5 years to create a new Iraqi army. In testimony last week, though, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz indicated just how important this is to the administration.
Anything that puts U.S. troops in the background instead of the foreground, that reduces the appearance that we're there as an occupying power, that reduces the appearance that we're there unilaterally, I think improves our chances for success.
President Bush did not say when he believes the United States can begin to withdraw troops from Iraq, but his timetable envisions a strong American presence for at least another year and a half until an elected Iraqi government takes office. Mike Schuster, NPR News.